Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Make having a quiet time before God by way your way of life. Daily, first thing as you wake up, we send Turning Point to your phone by 12 midnight. So as you wake up, turn on your phone, then it's there. First exercise before God every day. Talk to God and let God also speak to you. Prayer is a dialogue, never a monologue. You speak to God, He also speaks back to you, giving you instruction and direction for the day. After Turning Point audio, read the short Bible study on our prayer booklet, which is also authored by me. Read the Bible portion for the day and also follow the guideline on how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year systematically. It will give you a panoramic view of the entire Bible and also grow you spiritually. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 14th day in February 2024. Please open your hand and your heart for today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. I see the light of God shine on you today and around everyone and everything that has your name on it. Jehovah El Elyon shall be your protector and your provider. I see 355 persons on this platform due for their next level. You are shifting level. You are getting promotion. God is changing your level. You have been too long on that same level. It is long in waiting. I am vexed in my spirit today. I prophesy your change in level starts now. Who is this? Something you labor for is being given to someone else. You did it, but someone else is taking the credit, the glory, and the reward. Ah, that evil shall be divinely corrected. Those that overlooked you, underrated you, marginalized you, and pushed you aside, lied against you, God shall reverse that evil order. The mouth of your slanderers shall be closed forever. Do this, everyone, if you can. Wave your right hand across and above your head, as if you are waving off flies or any bird from perching on your head. Do so 3 times, and then declare, all limitations over my life clear the way. All limitations over my destiny clear the way. I prophesy to someone's life today, those behind your problems have been removed, that God has removed their powers, and as he removed the wheels from Pharaoh and his army, as they chased and pursued the children of Israel into the Red Sea, I say over your life, your enemies, your detractors, and your pursuers, the wheels of your chariots are hereby shut down. I speak with an anointed tongue to everyone's life. It is your time. It's your turn. It's your time. It's your turn. Please connect this prophetic declaration to those desire the miracles you want for yourself and your children. What is that? Whose time and turn has come in any area of you, of your life, your family, and your children? Say it loud where you are. It is my time. It is my turn. To this, to this, to this. Mention the things. Be specific. Mention that desired miracle. Go ahead. Go ahead. I prophesy. It shall be so. I say it shall be so. Whoever and whatever has been frustrating your life and not making your prayers to come true, God shall take them away out of the road for you. You shall move forward forcefully. You shall see your desire fulfilled. All enchantment and divination over you and your children and your business crushed by Holy Ghost fire today. In Jesus' name, all say Amen. I receive it. What you have been calling them, pursuing them, and begging them to give you, they shall now be calling and running after you to personally give it to you, asking you to come and take it in Jesus' name. That's for someone. Sow a seed to back order prophetic prayer over you if you can and you are able. Now, February 14, born people, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Every February 14, you shall have cause to rejoice and praise God by be divinely covered and blessed. Happy birthday. Our first illuminating teachings today. Good morning, Pastor. Is it wrong to seek separation, not divorce, from a marriage of 36 years but in which the wife has never getting any rest, nagging every time, is getting worse by the day, affecting one's mental health, and provoking one to anger on a daily basis. Thank you, sir. Wow. Marriage issues, marriage issues, marriage issues. A 36-year-old marriage still going through this kind of stress after all these years? No. If you have children early, most of them will have been settled down in marriage now, raising their families. So why? My counsel is, you bring your pastors or some elders into it, even your grown-up children. I'm sure they will not be happy seeing and hearing this. Let it not be separation force. Try reconciliation. Because most of the times, temporary separation often lead to permanent dissolution. I wish we could also hear from your husband to know his own side of the story. Bring pastors and elders you both respect into it with prayers and patience. God will take control. Let me leave this with older couples on the platform. Please, there should be a time in our marriage, 20 years, 25, 30 years after marriage, that we should learn to accept what we cannot change in our partners. Ask God to give you grace to overlook all the things you initially were quarreling about when you started. And then live a life of peace with each other. No marriage is without some issues. Let's change what we can change, whatever we cannot change. Leave it. Ask God for grace, for God's grace, and move on. Listen, life is too short to put all this kind of stress on our lives. Every day is minus one. Next, good evening, Daddy. My son of 12 years still bedwet. He struggles academically. I have prayed and sowed seed concerning his academic and bedwetting issue. He still struggles. Please, what can I do so that he will pass exams? Wow. For his academic struggles, something must have been missing. Something must have gone wrong from the beginning. Maybe a distraction, a home environment not conducive, lack of adequate attention on him to focus on his books. Something must have distracted your boy from infancy. And so, at 12, you still can get him to be well focused and serious. Get an external teacher. Change his school if the problem is from there and if the quality of teachings is not adding the desired value. Take a personal interest in his life. Show him love and stand by him for bedwetting. Well, ministration and medication. Battle seed. Let a urologist give him attention. He will get over it. It will be wonderful. And don't lose hope on him. He will become a dream child for you very soon. Another one. A glorious morning, Daddy. Auntie PGF family. Daddy, Isaiah 61 verse 7 is a good scripture to pray against shame and confusion. It is also good to pray for honor and possessing your possession. Because it says, instead of shame, you will have double honor. Instead of confusion, you will rejoice in that your portion. In their land, they shall possess double. An everlasting joy shall be for them. It's a good scripture, sir. Wow. Our own Dr. Victor Bassi from Uyo also wrote in, Daddy, please, concerning the scripture, Isaiah 61 verse 7, in today's question, I think it is the compensatory promise for the shame that the people have suffered. Kindly see the Amplified version. Thank you, Daddy. Wow, I have checked the Amplified version. Many other people have responded to that verse. TPGF, thank you for making contribution and for pushing the frontier of knowledge forward on this platform. Let all of us take keen interest on this platform. I appreciate your contributions and the responses you have given. Next, good morning, Daddy. I have a fiancé who truly loves me and do everything within his capacity to always make me happy. But each time I always find myself saying things and doing things that put him off and that portray me as an ingrate. And now my fiancé is tired. He said to me he cannot continue with the relationship anymore. Sir, please, what can I do? I'm ready to work on myself because this is not who I am. Please, I need your counsel, sir, on how I can be a changed person and make things right. My fiancé is also a member on this platform. Wow. Since you know where your problems are, then guard your weak points. Don't lose this man that you just described to us here. Do spiritual warfare, talk to God, and give your own heart to Jesus Christ also. Use 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Change. 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 You can and you should. My son, the fiancé, since you are also on this platform, please give her a little more chance. Also talk to me on this issue later. Listeners, we shall be more on this tomorrow. Please broadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to spread this platform to other people. Today is the prayer mantle in our Abuja centers, as announced yesterday, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Light Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. TPGF members in and around Abuja, be there live. Tomorrow is the prayer mantle in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members in and around Lagos, be there. Don't miss tomorrow's prayer mantle. The prayer focus this week is too powerful for anybody to miss. Focus is winning life's battle. Bring all battles of lives, your children's life, to prayer mountain before God. Health battles, marriage battles, financial battles, territorial battles, immigration battles, job, family battles, delays and deniers, barrenness. Bring all issues. By the anointing, all battles are winnable. We shall give you anointed mantle for praying and doing miracle free. These same two services shall host simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo. All TPGF members in all these cities attend the centers. Take your battles to the Lord. Wear your TPGF kit to prayer mountain services and everywhere. Please don't delay in your personal tithing and business tithing. You can hear the testimonies of others. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. It is a mystery. Ask God to give you grace to be a tither, a sacrificial sower. It is a mystery. It's working. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will do good. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.